Returning now in his occasional role as the web browser is our senior producer, Steve Proffitt, who's been poking around the World Wide Web to see how it is responding to the flu shot shortage. Mr. Web Browser, you've also spotted an investment opportunity?
That's right, Alex. You might want to consider putting your money in masks.
Halloween is coming?
Well, that's true, but I'm talking about respiratory masks, those kind of things you'd see someone wear in a hospital. I think they're going to be big this year. Manufacturers of them got a big boost from the SARS epidemic last year, and they could well be the sanitarily correct fashion statement of the winter season.
Sanitarily correct because they keep you from breathing in the germs that are floating around in the air.
That's right. According to the CDC, the flu virus is spread primarily by what they call aerosol. So that could be sneezing, hacking, coughing, even talking. But when you wear a mask, I've got one here. It's a little blue-looking thing. Not only does that prevent you from breathing in stuff, but it actually also keeps you from spreading it to all the other people when you hack and wheeze and cough and talk.
Is this a big item on the web?
You buy these
on the web?
Yeah, it is. These are actually kind of hard to find in drugstores. You have to find the right kind. Search for flu respirator mask, and then you need to look for something called an NIOSH, N95 standard. So the mask should meet or exceed that. And 3M is one of the big manufacturers of this N95 mask. Alex, I found a site called Domestic Front, and you can get 30 masks there for $18. By the way, they also sell bomb detectors at Domestic Front, chemical suits, and decontamination gear.
So these are people you're going to want to get to know anyway. So the masks, do they work?
Well, these are the kind you'd see in medical settings, throughout the world. They don't really prevent the flu, but they can reduce your exposure. Some doctors say that people just won't use them. It's a hassle. You got a mask, you got to put it on, you got to take it off.
Let me see here. If you talk through a mask on the radio, does it make any difference if you're wearing the mask or not over there? A little bit,
but it starts to get hot, fogs your glasses up. It's really not comfortable, but of course, people are willing to suffer for fashion. If you're getting sick or if people around you are getting sick, you might want to consider it.
The net is full of alternative medical ideas, cure-alls, pitches for different things. What about the flu?
Well, it's still the wild, wild west out there, and there's lots of unproven products making lots of unproven claims. My favorite is one called Fiji TT. It's an herb from the tropical island Fiji, and it's technically Rhizophora mangle, 2 doses for $40. You can get it on the web. Here's what they say about it, Alex. We're not claiming that Fiji TT can cure anything, but in light of the flu vaccination shortage, why not try something?
Why not send him $40 and hope that it'll go away? There's a lot of stuff out there, but there is good information on the web, too, isn't there? Where should you go to learn more about the flu and what you should do?
Well, it's true. The web is a great reference for information about the flu and how to avoid it and what to do if you get it and, the whole issue of getting vaccinations. So the best place to start is the Centers for Disease Control. They've got lots of up-to-the-minute content in a special flu section, and the easiest way to get there is just to search for CDC flu.
Thank you, web browser Steve Proffitt. Steve, stay well.
Thank you, Alex.